The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR Dover from a Fan's View. Well, NASCAR Cup qualifying was rained out for this weekend, and that should make the race at the Monster Mile even more interesting than it might have been, at least in the beginning. For some, it will be an unexpected advantage, and for others, it will be a definite disadvantage. Well, that was easy enough to say, but I'm not so sure it makes a lot of sense. That is, unless we look at the way the lineup will be for tomorrow's race. For the first time since NASCAR changed the procedure for lineups in case of rainouts, this weekend they will line up according to the speeds they put up in practice. I find it a much more interesting way of starting the race than going by the old way, which was based on owner points and a few other things, which only made it more complicated than it needed to be. The good thing about the change is it doesn't give an advantage to someone who has accumulated a good point standing, but shows up to the track on a qualifying rainout weekend with a bad setup, and the rainout just makes their starting position a gift. Of course, it remains to be seen how this will work out, but it does seem a bit more fair to all involved, except those of the go-or-go-homers that may have been able to out-qualify some of the others. I think it is a little too early to pass judgment on the procedure at this point, though, but it does appear to be an improvement, at least from my view. So, I don't know how you saw it, but it looked to me as if some were definitely struggling with getting their cars to hook up the way they wanted. I hate to keep bringing up his name, but Jeff Gordon knocked off some faster laps earlier in the first practice session, but it did appear he struggled from that point on. That may or may not mean anything when it comes down to race time, but even with his success at the track in the past, it may not be a good weekend for him. Gee, now that I've said that, one has to wonder if he and Alan Gustafson didn't just decide to turn it into a test session. I guess that is a possibility since he usually does perform fairly well at the Monster. Aw, heck. For that matter, it also looked like Clint Bowyer, Matt Kenseth, and Mark Martin were having trouble finding good speed too. Just so you don't think I'm picking on Jeff Gordon. That brings us back to the actual starting order for Sunday afternoon. Many will be happy to see Dale Jr. starting in third, which is a plus for him and his fans, no matter how you look at it. Well, that is unless he quickly drops like a rock to the back of the field after the race starts. The Busch brothers are starting 6th and 7th, and that may mean they will be at the front before too long, especially Kyle, who is looking for another good finish as he has fairly well tamed the Monster in the recent past. When it comes to brother Kurt, I'm not so sure. He has looked good in practice at other times this season, only to end up well in the middle to the back of the pack at the end of the race. A.J. Allmendinger and Jimmy Johnson will be starting on the front row, and with the way Jimmy's stats look for Dover, that may not bode well for the rest of the field. Based on those stats in recent history, he looks like he may be the one to beat, but his year has been a little up and down, although not at the end of a race that much. As for A.J., I know he is thrilled to be starting outside pole, and I'd be willing to bet he will try and make the most of his starting position. Lurking right there near the front of the lineup are three other guys hungry for victory. That would be Joey Logano, Casey Kane, and Martin Truex Jr. Although starting up front doesn't necessarily translate into finishing up front, with the luck these three have been having this year, any one of them just might be due to take the trip to victory lane by the time the race is over. And wouldn't that be interesting if one of them did? According to some, there are those that are thinking there still may be some action going on between Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch this weekend. But from this fan's view, I just don't see it. They both sort of blew it off last weekend, and I'm thinking with the way NASCAR will be keeping an eye on them, they will probably have enough to think about just trying to tame the Monster Mile and not draw too much attention to themselves in the eyes of the NASCAR officials. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, five themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.